Oh my god, are we live on the E3 show floor?
Technically. Sort of.
Is this live? They're listening to it live right now.
I'm saying the tape where that's at, it's live. We're on the you know, this is our only audience
tape
right now,
live,
the Mac.
The most,
tape,
you know,
live.
Tape live.
The old
we
TV.
Are, while the Teamsters right now.
While the Teamsters nail and staple the...
And listen to Madonna music.
I don't know if you can hear that. I'm seeing a Nintendo Spotlight kick on and off. And I think I have some idea what Nintendo's going to announce tomorrow, just judging by what's on the upper left corner of all those Wii screens.
Oh,
Wii
I haven't
Spotlight.
Looked yet.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to take a... If I stand on this chair,
you know, I don't think you're going to get it. We're not here to talk about Nintendo anyway. There's no,
nobody cares about Nintendo.
You're right. You're right.
You'll find out in less than 24 hours.
Nintendo's been made obsolete by Microsoft.
I'll be there at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Because Microsoft just announced what did they mainly announce? What's been their big thing the last 2 days?
That's a different name for what
Kinect.
We've been calling.
The new
Project
Snap Together
Evolve.
Color-coded construction set.
Kinect.
Kinect,
right?
Which is what I thought of when they announced Kinect.
That's all I could think of.
Well, everybody's calling it Kinetic.
Oh, God, let's see who we are.
Or
Chris Antista here.
Brad Elston.
Charlie Barrett.
And Ryan McCaffrey.
Of Official Xbox Magazine.
Simulcasting live on KOXM and Talk Radar this week.
This is both right now?
This
forgot.
Is both.
I forgot
this
that was the case.
This is simultaneous.
Wow. I feel nervous.
Oh, my God, we're going to have to adjust this audio so much. I'm coming in very loud. Hi, everybody. So, but the Microsoft press conference was pretty cool as usual.
Are we talking about the one this morning?
I do. I know all you guys got to do all the good Microsoft stuff, and you're all getting sent your 360.
Good Microsoft stuff.
The thing is, do you want to start with this morning or last night?
Yeah, let's start with this morning, and then we'll go into last night. Yeah, let's save that. I want people to hear about stuff they can actually get excited about before they just hear you guys
probably
bitch.
Should have recorded us last night immediately after it happened.
Yeah, that was. I've never heard you.
Was happening.
I've never
angry.
Heard you reach those volumes before, Charlie.
Volumes of glee and excitement.
Oh, yeah, it was insane. Did you guys all have fun at the Microsoft press conference? Or, excuse me, Charlie and Ryan?
You mean the give me a free Slim 360 conference?
Yes.
Yeah, that part was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet that was a great time. I was already pretty bitter that I didn't get invited for the first time in 4 years, and that's the time they said, hey, Emma, who wants a piece of hardware?
Me too. And I
also, we just bought a black 360 Elite... And the $100 Wi-Fi adapter that was 250 gig, and then they announced that GDMF.
You're that guy. You're the bitter guy
who just bought it.
I wrote about you in my impressions of the press
conference.
That's
bound to happen. Oh, and apparently my Twitter speculation that it still overheats and that it's melting was just an optical illusion by the guy's pants.
Yes,
the reflection
really,
of the guy's
pants. It looks really reflective.
Well, sorry.
Which image were you looking at?
My bad.
I just actually got out of what was supposed to be what they were calling a round table. It turned out to be an unboxing. So I was escorted into a room with a small number of other journalists, and they had a bunch of different stations set up, all with a Christmas present sitting there, wrapped in black and paper with green ribbon.
It's cute.
Open up your Christmas present, and there's a 360 Slim inside, which you don't get to take home. But open up the box, and you get to just
Slim.
Take everything out, and you get to just... You know, you hook up the console and you know, just a chance to physically check it out, plug it in, turn it on, hear that it really is.
Whisper quiet.
Just deadly silent.
Perfect.
Deadly silent. That's even better than whisper quiet.
That is
quiet.
The thing I didn't notice as much because I don't play all that much PS3, but I do. But I really do notice how much quieter PS3 is
than
360.
I guess have
it's
here,
notable. It's notably quiet.
I have here a rundown of everything. So, obviously, it's a bit smaller than. If you watch the press conference, you saw that it fits inside the shell of a
shorter.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So it's basically the same sort of general shape, except I found it interesting that instead of curves from
like
the old one, it's now
it's
sharp edges.
They've taken
what I feel to be a completely
Decepticon.
Intentional 180. Like so, the old thing is the curvy old thing is associated with overheating and failing. Let's go with sharp edges.
And it's like glossy, like a PS, like
it
an
is,
original
it looks
PS3.
Just like an Alienware. Yeah,
they've switched places. The PS3 has gone matte, and now the 360 has gone glossy. So the buttons, the power button and the DVD eject button, are now they're touch sensitive. They're not buttons.
Oh.
You just you set your finger on it.
They are reversing the PS3.
Yeah.
We could discover that after the press conference because they had the 360 Slim set up in all kinds of little kiosks.
Mm-hmm.
And you could lean as close as you want and take photos. But if you even dare put your finger near it or
really?
Even touch the kiosk itself, a beefy security guard would push your hand away.
Because it fingerprints.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it.
I got to take one out of the box and put all my fingerprints all over it.
It generally
deadly silent. I can only imagine it'll be even quieter when you install your games to it as opposed to play them off the DVD drive.
When you're far away from it, you're probably right next to it.
I heard more USB drives.
Ports.
Yes.
Five of them.
Five.
So what I was surprised to learn is that the Xbox Kinect, it's a proprietary input. So for those of you with existing 360s, obviously it's going, and they did confirm it, it's going to ship with a little adapter.
A dongle.
A Kinect to USB adapter. But it's almost a FireWire looking port. Okay. In fact, maybe it really is a FireWire port back there. Built in 802.11n. On the wireless.
That's the good, right?
That's the good one.
All right.
What's the bad one?
So the hard drive, it is internal, but it is removable.
Wow.
But before you get any thoughts of slamming a terabyte in that mofo, no, it's still a proprietary Microsoft removable thing. So.
Is there any word on the data transference?
Yes. Okay, so
that's what
your options there are USB stick.
Oh, wow.
That's
of course, as
news.
Per the recent dashboard update. Or the existing transfer cables will work because the new Slim is preloaded with
the
transfer software, or you can, again, they're going to sell the transfer kit as a $20 thing in stores or on, I think, on Xbox.com as well.
I'm really being tempted to do this. Since I'm on my fifth white Xbox, I'm kind of like...
My drive broke, and I still haven't fixed it. I stole yours from work.
You'd be replaced because you bought the new 360 Elite, but you have two in your apartment.
What else can I tell you? The three USB ports on the back, two in the front, and one of them will not be taken by...
My HD DVD player.
Well, that would give you even more should you go that route.
That's a win for me.
They've put the Toslink optical, the audio, the 5.1 audio port directly on the console, so that stupid-ass dongle will no longer be needed.
Think of the past.
There's not, unfortunately, still no HD cables in the box. Way to go, guys.
So dumb.
So you still got to buy an HDMI cable.
Sony just finally added that.
Yeah. HDMI. Just switching places here. There is still a power brick. But it's probably, I would say, half the size of the old one.
That came in the Black 360 Elite, the Final Fantasy 13 edition, it is a smaller brick.
This is a lot smaller.
It was like half the size of a normal brick.
Really?
It was small.
Is it
was
the same?
Notably
is it still
small.
Like
I mean, this one's probably smaller than that.
Yeah, it's like a miniaturized, it looks like a shrunken down brick.
That's awesome.
Man, what else? And what I think that was pretty much it. So it is the Valhalla chipset, which was talked about years ago. So it's a single, the GPU and the CPU on a single 45 nanometer chip. So it's just exponentially smaller than even the Jasper is a 45 nanometer GPU and a 45 nanometer CPU. So this is half of
that. What I know about this is where the problem
cooling,
with overheating comes
power.
From.
Yes.
So yes, does that look like? Do you think that's
The Jaspers seem to have pretty much killed it, so I think here... The other thing, my first impression of the Slim was that it's basically one giant vent. The top vents, the bottom vents, the side big-ass vents. So I think they're really... They're not effing around this time. They're like,
they're more stylish vents now. Holes.
We cannot afford to screw this thing up again.
Right.
Someone said to me, it almost kind of looks like a stealth bomber. And I kind of agree with that, with the hard edges, the hard angles and lines and the vents.
The vents don't stand out as much as they used to. Before, it was very obvious. Like, we punched a bunch of holes in this thing to let air out. Now it's like, that looks like it's stylish, but also the vents.
Yeah, that's
Was it just me or did the top vent glow green?
I don't think so.
I could have sworn maybe it was something
that would make it truly alienware.
The reflection of the Batman
stage
Forever
lighting.
Lights everywhere.
Truly alienware and annoying.
But this is what it should have been originally.
Yeah.
If they could go back in a time machine, this is what the 360 would have been out of the game.
Have only Blu-rays.
And it's also worth mentioning the controller.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same controller, but it's been given shiny black accents around the bottom and the top.
The guide button's a little bit different.
The guide button is chrome now.
Yeah.
So
really?
It's actually cool looking. You can see your distorted reflection in it, and it looks... It classes it up nicely,
I was trying
to
get close to it, and I was like, I think it looks different, but it was so subtle that it was hard
to tell. It definitely is. So, and yeah, it's out this week. It'll be out, yeah. I guess, in time for the Sunday circulars.
I saw someone on Twitter, who follows me on Twitter, works at a retail store, and he said, we've already got them on the manifests, like, showing up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're coming very soon.
And what was the price on that?
Same, though, $299 for the 250 gigs. So
that's right.
You're getting, I guess the only real thing, the new thing you're technically getting, as opposed to if you bought one last week, Brett Elston, is the Wi-Fi built in.
Yeah.
Which I also bought.
So no.
Yeah.
Either way, that was game deals.
At least you're not Joe McNeely, who had an invite to the press conference and couldn't make it because of all stuff happening this morning.
The Jaspers seem to be good, but I think we'll finally, after 5 years, be the bulletproof 360 that we've all been hoping for.
Which is interesting, because normally at 5 years, a console is looking to be replaced.
Exactly.
And, like, this time, they're really just kind of rebirthing
it. And it's funny you bring that up, Brett, because I think along those exact lines, this virtually guarantees, I would say, at least another 3 years of 360 before we start looking at a new system. Because I don't think they'd do this, certainly not with 1 year to go or 2 years to go. I think we're looking at three or
this
more
is
years.
Definitely
happens is you revamp the old system when the new one's already been out
To generate a little extra.
You don't change the way all the games are played.
Connect.
Did it have a new name or like a new thing? Like Elite?
No, 360 Plus or 360.
Really?
It's just Xbox 360.
It's just not a 360.
In fact, I have here I have the brochure.
Oh, there's very nice.
One of them. That's the accessories. I got another brochure in here. Here we go.
Very impressive paper.
The new Xbox 360 is built for you.
Ooh.
It's built for you, Brett
Why
Elston.
Do you have my
it's
Xbox?
Built for you, guy who just bought one last
Xbox.
Week.
But I hear that I am now a controller, so...
Hold on. Before we get into that, let's go through the press conference you were just sitting in.
Let's do that.
And
start
see what...
the beginning or the...
I'm going to start a little bit at the beginning, but this is what it kicked off with Call of Duty Black Ops.
The Dude.
Yeah.
The Dude.
Some helicopter
Dude.
Which all of everything you saw there was described in the July issue of OXC.
That's right, the brand new issue that's on the stands now.
They showed the rest of the world everything they showed me for our cover story, yes.
There were some moments in that trailer where... Or that gameplay where we looked, like you could tell that Treyarch was still taking cues from Infinity War. Like there were moments where I'm like, I looked up from my notes, I was like, wait, is that Modern Warfare 2? Oh no, that's a new game. Like rappelling down like a wall or something. They steal little moments. I feel
I can tell you that game. You know, I've seen it very much in person as opposed to just sort of in a big screen press demo. Black Ops is damn impressive. I mean, this is not like the other Call of Duty game anymore. It's not shit.
Really,
it really
tired that
really
it has that
good.
Impression because World at War was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yet it wasn't as it wasn't Modern Warfare, so people slag it off.
I mean, I've only played Infinity Ward's CODs, so I didn't play World at War or 1, 2, or 3.
Mm-hmm.
But just from looking at the footage that we all watched, I saw. Welcome to the team.
Welcome to the team. No beer today.
That was actually, I just had lunch with Dan Amrick.
Nachos? Over you have the nachos?
Cheeseburger and a chocolate milkshake. I need a fuel for the rest of the day. I probably won't get to eat the rest of the day.
That's very true.
Was Dan Amrick wearing the robe last night?
No.
Yes, but
he was in the stand.
I was looking for him. I really wanted to see him in that robe. But I guess
we will get there.
But the thing I liked about Black Ops was, at least the snippet they showed us, was that it did seem a little bit more careful and measured. Like, trying to build up tension a little more, like crawling through. And, like, I mean, that comes from Black Ops, obviously, but, like, it wasn't so much of Modern Warfare 2's constant barrage.
No, see, and that's, again, and I'll shamelessly self-plug, pick up OXM out now. And you know, I got to see those levels from the press conference and a couple others, and they really are emphasizing variety and change of pace and building up and going to those crescendo volume 11 moments, but then back down.
Right.
Like, you saw the beginning that when they're crawling through the tunnel, little tunnel. Mm-hmm. They cut it off in their press demo right before the best part. After that part, your player character shuts off his flashlight, and you crawl out of the hole in the dark, and all you can see are literal just silhouettes in the pitch black of your enemies. So it's literally a Black Ops moment, and you just shoot those guys in the dark, and it's a really, really cool moment. I'm surprised they didn't show it at the press demo. It was a very
It might be on the show floor tomorrow.
Maybe. I don't know.
Some of the biggest news to come out of that announcement or that demo.
I'd like to begin today by announcing an exclusive multi-year agreement between Xbox and Activision. Starting with the release of Black Ops on November
You guys can hear that, right?
Yeah.
November 9th. All Call of Duty add-ons and map packs will launch first on Xbox 360.
Well, legitimate excitement.
In other words, continuing what we're doing already.
It's still getting a long-term exclusivity agreement back.
Yeah, Activision is pretty good.
It is. This didn't really impress me much, only because, you know, it's the Call of Duty map packs right now, the Modern Warfare map packs, are out. It's a 30-day wait for the PlayStation 3 version. So I know in internet terms,
but you're
that's
supposed
like
to
forever,
be on,
but...
You're supposed to be waving the Xbox flags. This is a giant win for you guys.
It is kind of them announcing, blustering up something that was already expected.
Right.
But when you phrase it like that, it's like, oh, good.
You know what I was actually hoping when they said, oh, and we're going to exclusively announce, I thought they were going to say multiplayer beta on 360. Yeah. I was hoping they would go there. That would have meant a little more to me, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Immediately following that.
More $15 map packs on 360 first. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Stimulus package. Right, immediately following that, they bring out Mr. Hideo Kojima.
Today, we will premiere the very first footage of the game in action.
I can't even hear that. But it was, I assure you,
Did you like it?
It was English.
And, that was a man speaking.
And it was probably my biggest pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I was really, really excited.
It was, now that Ninja Gaiden is dead and gone, because Itagaki has, of course, moved on, and that, it was very Ninja Gaiden-y.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
Yeah,
that was a little Dead Spacey with the slow motion dismemberment.
Yes,
having a tiny argument with Brett over aim. Like, is this a Kinect game? Because with Kinect, we're revolutionizing everything, and with that, Hideo Kojima.
Yeah. Well, Hideo,
man,
insulting the man.
Hideo, Theodore,
Christ, and Tysta.
All right. Christ and Tyson.
Yeah, that's not insulting. You just called him a Christ.
I know. Yeah. I know. Thank you.
Which he is to the listeners of Talk Radio.
Sorry, you were talking, Charlie. Yes, my son.
I was?
Yeah.
You were anagramming. You're anagramming to Antichrist.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'll play the second clip.
That's in Japanese. Zan means to cut.
And Zan
means to take.
Zan.
By the way, did you guys catch... How beautifully spun it was when Kojima basically said, I'm not working on this. Yeah. Meet the guy who really is. Yeah. And we're like, hey, that's awesome.
Woo! And everybody gave him a huge round of applause.
But his protege, whose name I have written down but not in front of me.
Nobu Matsuya. Why are you looking at me like that, Carolyn? Look it up. It's on the internet. I don't have the internet.
Anyway,
you're ruining our race relations.
This unnamed protege appears to be doing a fantastic job because the game looked awesome.
Yeah, it looks crazy.
It looked pretty cool.
Crazy, and I love the idea.
Rising Zan.
Rising Zanetsu cut take. And right in the opening intro, he cuts out a dude's spine and what, absorbs it?
Absorbed the energy. Well, it was like a robotic figure thing. And because first he sliced it, like, he did a cross section of its arm.
Yeah.
And then into its, like, down the middle and took out the cyber spine and absorbed its energy and then threw it away.
And yet the best part wasn't when he was cutting anybody up, it was when he was cutting up a watermelon at the end.
Exactly.
Like,
which I made sure to record because it's genuine laughter in an E3 press conference, which rarely happens.
It wasn't like a little group in the corner trying to get everybody to laugh. It was. We really thought that was fun.
Isn't that nuts?
That's two, though. We got Call of Duty, the first Modern Warfare had a watermelon. This one now. We just need five more. We have a top
seven. I'm just really liking the Metal Gear games. Just, I always thought they took themselves way too seriously in the last two E3 announcements. Well, I always have a joke at the end.
And that's why I think this Metal Gear seems to be well-suited to the 360 audience. And I mean that as no insult. It's just, it isn't bogged down with 40-minute... At least it seems like the tone of it makes it seem like it's not going to be bogged down with 40-minute cutscenes. It's going to be
aware of who Raiden is, and I think they're going to redeem him, throw him into a very, very fast game.
Yes.
And what did I call it? The Mega Man's power absorption combined with Dr. Giggles, just cutting shit out of people.
Dr. Giggles,
and then absorbing it. Everybody did. I shouldn't have to tell you kids what Dr. Giggles is. That is your homework assignment. No more
E3
until you finish Dr. Giggles. Moving on, the next big game at Microsoft's press conference.
Skittles?
No, it wasn't Skittles. I'm going to move on. It was Gears of War 3. They didn't make any crazy announcements, but the four-player co-op demo is just...
Well, the one thing he did is
Blazinski
teased Beast Mode, which they did not.
Which I have to imagine is playing as a Lambent that can mutate. But I guess we'll find out in 24 hours.
Just
or
about
so,
to ask you that. Thanks for catching the clip for nothing else, and thank you.
Be sure you come by and check it out.
There it was.
But
sort of.
Cliff has what we call stage presence.
He does, and then
unlike Don Matrick,
he was put on stage for a very brief amount of time. But then he spent
they
a lot more time.
Let him host the whole fucking
sort
thing.
Sort of.
Really. If it were me.
And then he ran over to
EA's
and, like, just an hour ago was up on Bulletstorm.
Well, what's funny is I was following tweets as the press conference was going on, and Blazinski was like, oh, about to go on stage. Then I see him on stage.
Same
and
shirt.
And then his next tweet is, oh, I'm off to EA, and, like, Microsoft isn't even over yet. So before, like, he literally ran off stage, got in a car, drove to EA.
Here's doesn't need my help. I'm gone.
Went up there, Bulletstorm, y'all. And then now he's probably getting drunk.
All right, that's Gears 3. Another.
I actually was typing. I was blogging my own thoughts on my iPad, but not publishing them. These were from my own notes later. So to step back to Metal Gear for a second.
Mm-hmm.
My note here is now slicing dude to bits with sword, then reaching in and pulling out his energy spine. Fuck yeah! Cutting buildings and shit. Dudes get chopped in half. Cut cars and shit just because you fucking can. Those are straight from my notes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Fucking love it.
So you can't publish that like that, no XM?
We'll go through the editing process first.
I mean, that's your quarter way to a preview right there.
Yeah, bring out the Asterix and you're there.
Yeah.
If that was a blog, you'd be done.
Here's something I didn't know I was excited about. It's people. Not that part.
Really? So no more Gears 3? That was all you wanted to say about
but,
it?
But, I mean, all it was
it
gameplay.
Was just kind of like...
Well, okay, first of all, one thing we should say about Gears 3 is welcome the return of the Berserker, albeit in mutated more awesome form.
Yeah,
strangely missing from Gears of War 2,
and he looks like he could see.
She. Get
My
your
bad.
Gears straight.
I'm trying to hold all these sound effects together.
Besides the surprise of Metal Gear Solid Rising, Gears 3 was the most fun I had watching the game in... Any of the games in action?
I don't know. Reach looked fucking sweet.
Well, I'd like
the end part with the space.
Hold on. Don't ruin it. I got all this. I got all this for our awful, looks like overly loud and compressed podcast.
The Gears 3 thing, I just felt like it was really intense. And it was like the four-player co-op. And just like, running with the hammer of Dawn Beam like right behind Marcus. And like, just barely makes it into the door. And the Berserker jumping up on the wall at the end.
It was more characters than I've ever seen on screen before. And had nothing to really do with the four-player co-op.
The engine was looking great.
The outdoor environment.
And the vastness of it, too. The scale has grown.
Whatever's happening out there, it
seemed a bit... It was kind of in between Gears 2 and Bulletstorm, which is really tropical. Like it wasn't as tropical and bright and sunny as Bulletstorm, but it was like there was more trees.
Is something mutating, or are they on a different planet?
I think they're on the same planet.
That thing looked a lot like the Necromorph.
Yeah, my note here, big-ass lambent tentacle thing, it's shitting out little lambents.
Aw, very cute, little Dead Space creatures.
Which then you can pet with Kinect and cuddle.
And okay, Brett ran away for a second. What else do we have? Here's a game I didn't know I was excited about as I was.
Connectables.
Tell him, Pete.
In Fable 3, your journey leads you from revolutionary to ruler and beyond... With the choices and responsibility
Holy crap,
that power
did Fable
brings.
Look more action-oriented than I originally expected?
That's only for the trailer.
But come on. Some of that looked like gameplay, was it not?
No, I mean, it was cut together to look that way.
But the story did seem like the premise.
Yeah, that you're already expected to be a leader, that you're not growing to power.
No, you said all along, so you start the game, and you become the king halfway through the game.
I know, but we said it before, but like... Fable's kind of the king of empty promises. I do not listen to a word he says until I see the game.
Really?
Yes.
On Twitter, I was following our dearly departed Shane Patterson.
Oh, Patterpon?
He had the tweet to me that summed up Fable to me as well, like very perfectly. He's like, Fable is the BBC movie that Netflix keeps recommending to me that I'll never watch.
But this one has Fable. John Cleese.
Everything has John Cleese in it. He's so old.
Not true. Only that Trivial Pursuit game on the Xbox.
It's out October 26th was the date they announced.
Really?
Fable 3.
And it seems like...
What's that else?
I mean, I am no expert on Fable, so I can't... This means nothing. So you can probably just skip ahead 18 seconds.
But
Skittles, we'll get to you.
All right. Down. Skittles wants to talk.
Is like there was such a gap between 1 and 2, and then the gap between 2 and 3 was so much short, like half. And we're, I don't know. It seems like he can't. Molyneux can't go into that same mode of, no, it's still just as bigger as 2 is to 1 as 3 is to 2.
So you have exponentiality. You hate it.
With 2, he went into his whole thing about the dog and your life and this game's going to change everything. And then 3, he's kind of...
You know what he didn't talk about today, though, with Fable 3 was the Natal integration. Integration. It's been promised. It's coming. It's happening.
Maybe that's what we'll...
You'll notice there was no Milo this time. They left Milo at home.
Yeah.
No Milo and Kate?
No Milo, were you there?
Maybe Milo.
No, Milo.
Maybe Milo is...
We asked about this later, and we are assured it's still coming.
Yeah?
So I guess a 2011 title. We'll talk about it later.
I'm very excited. Also, this was crazy because I went back and watched it on the interwebs.
I know where you're going. Crytek
Kingdoms game.
Yes, Codename Kingdoms.
Codename Kingdoms
looked like 300.
Sweet God! But
Crytek,
was that gameplay or is that?
Oh God! It was live action.
It was live action. Okay, I was going to be like, that looked real. I'm so excited.
Come on, the Crytek engine is good, but it ain't that good.
I know. Kingdoms, but I grabbed a clip, and I have one criticism.
When the whirlwind of fury comes from the throne of God, when the frowns of his countenance drive the nations together.
We hit things.
Yeah. There's such a thing as too epic.
Thundercats, ho!
That involve kingdoms, fury, gods, and a guy in a sword. It's too epic. I can't handle it.
You know it's epic because he was staring into the screen.
That's right.
Well, with blood all over his face and his eyes.
It's epic without the imagery, and then you add the blood trickling down the gladiator sword while this other dude who's... I have 6 men wide.
So
I have no other idea how to talk about this, but the EA press conference showed off some really impressive footage of Crysis 2 as well.
Did you play it? I have not seen Crysis 2 in person myself yet, but Fran was there for us.
Looked nuts.
Yeah, so it looks amazing.
Excited
yeah,
to
we're watching
actually
the,
play
the,
a Crytek game.
The parts they were showing at EA, the press conference, and they showed like because it does take place in actual New York, not some future city or whatever, and they show the. Well, you're in Grand Central Station.
It looked like
then,
Grand Central Station.
Well, some building with glass ceiling.
I really wanted to be the MetLife building.
Yeah, it was the MetLife building. Like these missiles, like these attacks hit the MetLife building,
Snoopy.
And it actually comes crashing down.
MetLife. I don't know what world you live in. I live in Liberty City. It's the Get a Life.
Get a Life building.
Get a Life. Ho ho. But yeah, that actual building that is a company that exists.
Look at me like that.
Comes tumbling down, and you have to like drive out as these people are trying to get out. It was a real sense of urgency. It was really cool.
Good call. Yes, and then right at sandwiched in. It was almost seemed like part of the same presentation. Halo Reach.
Yes,
here's
that game.
Hold on, we got.
I know what I'm excited about.
After 34 million games sold and over 2 billion online hours played,
well, bam!
A new chapter of this amazing story.
Only about
story
1 million of those were Halo Wars, though.
Oh, okay, Halo Wars. You had to bring that up.
I like Halo Wars.
And
by the
eBay
way.
Copies of the Halo DS game.
I like it, but I don't like it that much.
Still looks, every time I think, I'm like, it's another Halo game. I can handle myself. And then, I don't know, that scene of him launching off in the rocket,
yeah,
and the voices over the intercom.
That was the exciting part.
Yes, a new ship.
Good God.
The Saber.
Coming in. The what?
The Saber is the Saber. Okay. It's a spacecraft.
The
Saber? Like, I was, like, the whole time watching that demo, I'm like, yeah, I didn't really care for the multiplayer beta, and I didn't really care for all the stuff they were showing in the single player, because you did this song and dance with ODST and exaggerated it, and then we got what we got. But then you go into space, and there was a space battle, and it was like, okay. Yeah.
This is not
spaceship combat.
Warthoggin in space. I'll take some of that. I'll take 2 of those.
Gone Hoggin.
Where do you go with that in multiplayer, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It makes me seem like that could have been its own game if they wanted to. If they really, you know, if they wanted to stretch it.
So perhaps even Bungie realizing that we need a little variety, and we can't just do, you know, we can't just fight elites for 10 hours.
Yeah.
I thought the lighting looked great.
Yeah.
I thought the engine was looking really sharp, and it felt, just from watching them fight those elites on the beach, felt very Halo 1 to me.
The scope seemed bigger than what I've usually seen.
Yes.
Because Halo, it gives the illusion of being huge, but it's kind of an outdoor hallway.
It is.
And this was like a giant area around something.
Yeah, they've
that
been
they
emphasizing
all
the sandbox the whole time they've in development. So
I don't know.
You had that part in Halo 3 when you're battling the 2 scarabs, which felt very big and open.
This but it really wasn't.
That again, that stretched out a lot more.
Yeah.
And like, obviously going into space was the big whoa moment.
Yeah. Also, in my notes here, I'm a huge fan of this guy. Just Marty O'Donnell is just, to me, unrivaled.
Yeah,
his
nice
music work.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah.
You can hear all
yeah.
the material. Even when you're going through, there's like sort of this sort of rockish undertone, but not cheesy. Like,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Rockish. No. It's just great.
I totally forgot about that. Like
the music was phenomenal.
Yeah, I tweeted about that, like specifically because while he was playing, and normally that music just kind of narrates a presentation during it, and it's not going to be part of the game. They're just using it to get the audience going or attempt to get the audience interested. But it looked like it reminded me of Doom, because Doom was this fast-paced shooting game, but also had this constant MIDI rock going.
Yes.
That it was like, I can't be not interested when this music's playing.
Well, there are parts of that music and that then, were sad feeling. I didn't know what was going on. It was just like it wasn't rocking the whole time. It just felt like,
Well, when the battle ended, it faded off.
Yeah.
Before they hopped in the
really
saber.
Like, it's such a foreign idea now in a game to just have a constant, like, not constant, but like have really good melodic guitar music while you're fighting. It usually just turns into this atmospheric battle background music while the explosions just blow your speakers up.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say about not just. They're going into the space is obviously the big whoa moment, but the other thing before that, and was it feel like it was doing what Halo 3 ODST tried to do, which was trying to be like the moodier, darker Halo, which for me didn't quite work. It seemed like it was just darkness and jazz music. This thing felt like it was like there were parts where, like walking in and finding a room full of bodies and like blood splatter, and the lighting was better. It felt much more like that somber Halo experience that ODST tried to be.
Yeah, I wrote in my notes here, music fucking rules, except I mistyped and spelled music M-J-S-I-C, so
M-J-S-I-C. MJ music is pretty good.
M-J-S-I-C.
Michael Jackson, exclusive to Halo.
MJ.
They dug him up and took his vocal
cords. Oh my goodness! I kept typing. What do you call that?
That's
like mistweeting because I'm like, oh, here's Hulu. Never happened.
Is that a typo? Could it be a tweet-o?
A tweet-o. Well, I mean, here it comes. Here, Xbox is all about bringing television to the living room. Here comes Hulu. I know it.
No, it was not.
It was.
Josh, let me explain why this is very good news. Sports fans will now have access to more than 3,500 live and on-demand events, including college football, college basketball, Major League Baseball, the NBA soccer, and more.
That is the men from SportsCenter?
SportsCenter, yeah. So. The Hulu rumor was hot and strong and fizzled right out.
Yeah, fizzled away.
I got to say, I care more about ESPN than I do about Hulu.
I wanted to grab that clip because I don't care about sports or ESPN, but I do understand.
You're not a real man.
But I do understand. I understand why this is a huge deal.
Stubble, how can you say he's not?
Because Tyler Wilde is over there working. Hi, Tyler. Hi. We're always talking about just the TVs, basically now just your monitor, and Xbox is making giant strides into becoming like this giant entertainment device and grabbing all these, grabbing ESPN to simulcast and directly download all these sports channels is a giant step forward in me getting rid of Comcast, which I'm very excited about.
But don't look too deep into this, because if you paid close attention to the screen or follow sports much, so ESPN recently, they have sort of an internet hub called ESPN360.com, which they recently renamed to ESPN3.com, falling in line with, of course, ESPN and ESPN2, the network. So ESPN3.com does this. It streams live video, live sporting events. So that's all this really is it's an Xbox Live app for ESPN3.com, which is cool, but it's not any sort of real groundbreaking thing per se.
For me,
it's cool
because I feel like we had to drag channels like that kicking and screaming into this kind of technology. They didn't want to leave broadcast television. They wanted you to watch things when they wanted, sit through their commercials,
right?
And now just being able to have access to it from my Xbox on my my television, not having to look at my computer or my phone or my iPad, Mr. McCaffrey, whatever you're holding there. I was excited by
that. I'm going green, dude. No paper.
I was excited.
Like the full details of like what's like. Will you be able to get every game or just the games that are on ESPN anyway?
I did. Blackout restrictions. You'll notice they did not say NFL at all.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, they don't have the – well, they have Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football. They have college.
Maybe Monday Night.
They said, we have college basketball, college football. And then I said, like –
there's MLB and the NBA.
MLB and NBA. Yeah. And some soccer.
So does that mean, like, if I want to watch any random Cardinals game –
yes, it's like I want to watch a Cardinals game from the – because I can never see a St. Louis Cardinals game in San Francisco, will I be able to watch them on here, or only the ones that were going to be on ESPN anyway?
That's a sports person's question.
The second one?
Yeah.
So if I have cable, this is.
I think it's not really like getting the MLB extra innings thing. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I have that.
TV. Like, it's not like that.
I think to boil it down further, it'll be anything that's on. That's anything that's being stream broadcast on ESPN3.com. You'll be able to watch on your Xbox.
Okay.
This, the same reason I assumed Hulu was a given is because sooner or later Hulu's going to announce a pricing structure. Is there a pricing structure to this plan already?
The ESPN thing's free to gold members.
It's free.
Yeah. Which drew a nice response from the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But the ESPN 3 thing, they don't have a pricing structure at all?
No.
No? Just as soon as Hulu announces a pricing structure, boom, 360. It will be on 360. I promise.
I just assumed
that would happen.
Oh, so let's see. Are we? We're getting to the good stuff now. I think.
I think we are. I think we're about out of the games that I will buy, play, or follow. also on 360. This is a Kinect.
Yes,
I believe we have. Well, let's go into video.
Let's go around the room. Who liked Wave better? The old rumor, me.
Wave. Yeah.
I'd been happier with Wave.
I would have just been fine with Kinetic. Like that makes sense. That's
would
a good.
Fine with this.
That's a fun word.
Sony.
Is it really?
That's Sony, yes. Eric Bratcher.
That is bullshit.
He's correct.
Sony owns something called Kinetic.
Eric is saying that Kinetic is owned by Sony.
I don't think Kinect's as bad as everybody was. Like immediately after the rumor broke, or the news broke, everybody was on Twitter, really? Really? Kinect? Really? It's like, it's not... It's
I don't
like,
think it's
I don't
well,
you know,
I don't
you know why...
Like the gag reflex I did to the Wii, and now I'm totally used to the Wii.
Yeah.
Well, you guys know why this is happening, right?
Why what's happening?
Because, and it is all the Wii's fault.
Yes.
Because when you Google Wii, what comes up?
Yeah, yeah.
The Wii and nothing else. So when you Google Kinect, what's going to come up? The Kinect
the
and
Kinect.
Nothing else.
Keep it Wave, and you're going to get
it
tons
is,
of stuff.
Blame the internet for this name.
Yeah, if you Google
if this
Wave,
were 10 years ago, we could have called it the
that's
Wave.
That's where I officially, I was holding out hope, trying to get excited, and then I officially realized, no, this is,
it
just,
doesn't matter.
This is just part of their competition with Nintendo. This doesn't this doesn't concern me at all.
Yeah.
Like
some of the things are cool, but the only there are some minor things that you would make, if I was out there just like regular consumer, I wouldn't want to buy the whole system.
Yeah,
just so I could say, pause.
From a text, actually, that was I thought that was a little cool, because for
no,
some reason,
really cool,
I like the idea
to,
of turning on my 360
it.
With
it'll be cool
hands-free.
For when we get one in the office to play around with, but like if
I
you were out
like
there as a consumer, I'm not going to pay
the way he presented it, like, no more fumbling around with the remote and trying to remember which button plays and pauses your TV. Now you can just say, Xbox, pause. That means... Everyone with a three-year-old, they're going to just keep, Xbox on, Xbox off, Xbox on, Xbox pause, Xbox
my angry girlfriend just walking through the room, Xbox pause.
Yes, like now like everyone just
Xbox pause
with each other all the time.
Speak to... Group message a team. I'm a homo.
Yeah, it's like, how far does that extend?
Couldn't think
like
of a good word. A,
like, walk in the final moment of Return of the King or Schindler's List or something, Xbox off, and then just run out of the room, like...
Maybe it'll only recognize your voice.
I will ask that question this week because, well, you remember they showed that at the initial Natal unveiling last year, they said you'd be able to tell it good night and it would just shut off. They didn't mention that today, so have they taken it out for that exact reason? Because they don't want three-year-olds running and going, Xbox off, ha ha ha, you suck.
And and then I also, like, when I...
The ultimate rage quit. You tell it to turn off.
I pull a headshot on a noob. I yell good night. Expletive into the microphone. What am I going
to
do?
So are we on to Kinect now?
I have Kinectimals, which we've been teasing for way too long. I just edited it up to try and make it sound silly. Bear with me.
We've been talking about this for a year now, and the time for talk is over. Let me introduce you to six Kinect launch games the world's going to be playing this holiday.
No, they won't.
Skittles, where are you? There you are. Skittles, be careful.
No!
Okay?
No! No,
did
no.
Skittles die?
Skittles off.
Skittles?
That sounds just like a little sister.
Jesus.
No.
I gotta say, though, that was like the cutest little girl on the planet.
I know.
I wasn't looking up. I was like, this kid is adorable. I totally want to buy the product she is.
I was shocked that was a real girl when I looked up. So I was taking notes. Whoa. What a voice on that. What?
You're not a Disney animatronic robot.
I know.
She was a nervous
and the game they're and, talking to Kinectimals.
Kinectimals.
Okay, the animals. It looks just like Viva Pinata without the pinata.
But it's not developed by Rare.
Yeah, but it's not developed by Rare.
To learn.
And I was like ready to lay money down. Like, oh, there's the Rare game.
Yeah. Did they make any Rare announcements?
Rare makes like Kinetic Kinect Sports.
Kinect Sports. Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
So, as a dog person,
yeah.
I will. This is probably the biggest endorsement I can give this game.
Mm.
Kinectimals was irresistibly adorable to me, and I don't even like cats.
Well, there's 40 animals in there, so they those can't all be cats.
Ooh.
No, the thing is, like the whole thing was like petting a like. I'm going to pet this cat with no tactile feedback. So yeah. This cat is going to feel just like the car I don't drive and the ball I don't dribble.
Like
and
this
and
air,
the,
this
and the
air
sword
system.
I don't
It's not about
like,
that.
It's okay, let me go into Peter Molyneux mode.
I refuse.
It's about connecting you.
But it's not
to
it's
to what's going on your
around
Xbox 360.
To me, it like further distances me from the game because now
bit.
I'm seeing and touching and not feeling.
Right.
Instead of just seeing and not. Now you're adding a sense that I can't use.
And when you don't dictate a right and wrong in your programming, I don't find it challenging.
Yes.
And then I don't play
it's
it.
It's also not a game anymore.
And as adorable as I found Connectables.
It was very cute.
I did wonder, like, how much time would I really want to spend with this beyond 5 minutes?
Yeah. And it's like, you know
but
what I'd rather
again,
do? Pet my cat.
It's not for us.
It's not for us.
It's not for
right.
us.
But I mean,
that's why they revealed it here in front of us.
Nor
there was nothing revealed about like taking care of it. It was all just like pet it, play jump rope with it, jump and it'll jump. Like people like Nintendogs and Tamagotchis and all those things because you're taking care of them and watching them learn.
Yeah, but
things.
I think, but deep down, what those actually are RTS games.
Well, we don't know that this doesn't involve taking care of them and watching them grow.
I hope it does. Yeah,
they're
sure
not petting simulators.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what basically that's all. It was a stroking simulator.
Well, this and their other games are going to go into this.
Oh wait, this one I have Video Kinect, which I think just functional application.
Actually, on the Kinectables, the one
thing
that I did think was kind of neat was that when she hid behind the couch and then it couldn't see her anymore, it was like, where is she? That was
like,
I mean, for the game, I'm going to do that once. I couldn't actually do that. My couch is against the wall. But
you can go get a beer, though.
Or I could hide behind the beer, and maybe you won't recognize
my
eyes.
Yeah, did you get a beer, Brent?
This podcast needs beer.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
We are completely without liquor.
We are a dry cast for like the first time ever.
Oh my God.
Good Christ.
It's Prohibition era talk radar.
I'm always dry on this.
I have a thirst. Are you really? No, you're not.
I usually drink like a
there's some
third
mouthwash
of a
if you want to chug that.
Yeah, we can get through
that one time you.
No, it says alcohol free.
Last resort ruined.
Video Kinect, which is the video chat, and I will say it is impressive in that it worked very fast if it was actually two people going across the country.
Now, she may have been in the next room, though. We don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know why they would have lied. Because we've all seen video chat, and I'm not going to be impressed, like no matter what they do.
See, my theory is that she doesn't have a twin, that she recorded that earlier. That was just her with a different hair.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, snap.
You really blew the lid off of this. What a scandal.
But you know, I like...
That would explain the robotic dialogue.
I like two things.
What? Wait a minute. Let me hear some of this dialogue.
Hey, Kristen. How's it going?
Hey. Pretty good.
How was it
been
going?
Busy with work.
That's just... I think it's one of the... If I could describe it in any way, it'd be unstaged.
God.
Absolutely unstaged.
Hey, that part of the nice...
Hold on. Here we go. Here's
the worst.
Inside gamer reference.
Hey, that's the last Airbender. Wasn't there a video game about that?
Yeah, there was. My coworkers played it just to boost their gamer score.
Somewhere.
Maybe you should do the same thing.
What? My gamer score is 100% legit.
Well,
yeah,
bam.
Right.
Somewhere THQ is going, thank you for mentioning our game.
Yeah. Everybody does whenever you want quick achievements. Avatar.
The two things that impressed me about the Video Kinect thing were, number one, the voice quality. For this thing, for Kinect having a mic by your TV and you're on your couch, I thought the audio sounded really good.
Better than an Xbox Live mic.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the other thing I was impressed by, this is a total little thing, but I liked that it showed the city of each person and the weather. I thought that was just a cool little touch in the upper corners of the screen. L.A., and I believe the other one was Dallas or something where the sister was. So I thought that was a neat little touch.
I was wondering if what they meant, category movies, we can watch video, and what movies can
you
watch together?
Yeah, where did that pull from? Because you just said, I'll click movies.
It was a trailer. It was a trailer.
Paramount trailer.
I don't think you could watch entire movies streaming, two people.
Well, you could because it was in that small window.
Yeah, I don't know why you
so
want to watch
it. So maybe it's a much lower quality.
I mean, but
yeah, I want to watch a thumbnail with two thumbnails.
I know.
Of me and my
I've always thought that
so
I don't
like a thumbnail TV, the movie. So that, the TV in the middle.
I've always thought that I don't want to watch movies with people over the internet. But what I do like to do is talk to my movie nerds about trailers. Go through trailers, and that's whatever seems okay to me. I don't want to set up Skype and then load up QuickTime and then resize it. This is a good way to talk about trailers.
I think you're going to get to this, that you know, you can watch news, sports, TV.
Yeah, there was...
But also Bing. What, are we going to search the internet together? What? Huh?
Let's Google things. No, let's Bing things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bing!
If you Google, you'll never get what you want.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to Bing Encyclopedia right now.
Also, what was the... It was kind of neat, but I'm not sure what the practical use was. The fact that she's moved and then the camera's followed
her. The motorized tilt sensor on Kinect moves. Yeah.
I guess if you're like, I'm going to go over to the other side of my couch now.
Which, by the way, explains why Kinect won't be physically built into the 360 because it has to be able to move. To
I just got a press release from Mad Catz about three accessories for something that requires no controller.
Ironic.
I have no idea.
Yes, they're gloves.
I have no idea what they are. Base caddies?
Yeah, like, well, you're going to need Kinect Plus at some point.
So. Yeah. And that's all I got for the conference, because you guys had a wonderful experience when Kinect was unveiled last night.
Sunday
night. I don't
know what
to say.
So it began at 6 p.m. when we got there, standing in line.
Wait, we don't want to talk about how shitty Kinect Sports was.
It's part of Sunday night a little bit.
That stuff was covered again.
I got nothing here.
And we stand in line for an hour.
Standing in line in a street.
Like in the street.
It was just like around three corners of the building, and the people were like, I find the PR people like, where do I stand? Like, oh, just go back there. Maybe you should come back an hour from now and get in line, because it'll be clearer then. I was like, oh.
So then we finally get up through it, and then we walk in, and then they hand us ponchos.
Oh, well, don't forget the gyrating.
Yeah, there's gyrating,
outside,
you know, Cirque du Soleil people outside, you know, doing their rhythmic pulses.
Yeah, as soon as we approach, so we go, you know, it's like a darkened hallway.
Yeah.
And then I see everybody being handed white ponchos.
I
literally stopped in my tracks and wanted to just turn and run.
At that
point, I'm like, no way.
My first thought was, we're going to get wet or splashed with blood, or they're going to do something like Gallagher, like splashing at the world's biggest watermelon, and we're going to have some kind of splash guard. And then someone found out, wait, they have shoulder pads, and I can feel battery packs.
There's batteries in the shoulder pad floating above my shoulders.
So then we walk, you got to go this way. And then we walk, and this is all supposed to be, this is the Cirque du Soleil Natal experience, which they would later, in that conference, rename Kinect.
Well, we're terrified at this point, because we have these ropes on, and then they split us into twos. You can't go in with your group. You have to split into just one other person to protect you.
Yeah, you have to split into groups of two, so then we walk. And you walk down this another dark hallway.
Yes.
And now there's just a rectangle cut into a wall.
Uh-huh.
And you look in, and it's someone's living room, like a Wii lifestyle picture brought to life.
Yeah, they had actors, families of four, sitting in there.
Looking at this
rectangle.
That sounds
like the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Just like the people in the Wii lifestyle photos. Like, I was like, it took me 3 seconds for my brain to process that.
Like immaculate multicultural
and they're moving. Well, I had the
models.
Norwegian
family. When I walked, and they're inviting you to walk through their rectangle, which when you step through, you're like, oh, it's like I'm coming out of their TV.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized I have an entirely Spanish family. And now they're all talking, and the kid looked exactly like Justin Bieber. It may have been Justin Bieber speaking Spanish, but then again, I probably can't, so it wasn't him. But that molded hair that's just perfect, and they're all smiling, and looks like they need to be advertising
like
something.
Like a perfect Mo Howard haircut, just skewed.
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful.
Ever so slightly.
Everyone in that family was gorgeous, and then they're just speaking Spanish. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Go off to the right.
See.
Go to the right. Walk into the floor.
Oh.
You can see Cirque du Soleil people dressed that look like Navi from Avatar if they were made out of trees.
Mm-hmm. Right. They were like Navis crossed with Ents from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were writhing around the ground like in balls of four.
And we're all still wearing our white togas with shoulder pads, our white ponchos.
Unwitty members of this cult ritual.
Yeah, and I don't get on the floor for more than 2 minutes, and one of them grabs me and pulls me up on the staircase, and then we start taking pictures. And none of them can talk.
Where are these pictures?
She's just like, I don't know where the picture went. I don't know. I'm just a picture of me posing with a fucking nymph or something.
and then we
walk off.
It was an imaginary camera they were using.
Yeah.
I got to find this picture. Apparently, like, when they announced they were giving out 360s at the end of the press conference, you could see Ryan in the stream applauding.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, apparently.
Did he look professional?
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard. I'm going to dig through it. It'll be on this page.
I will say I wasn't genuinely shocked because I had a hint about this ahead of time.
I understand.
But I was definitely don't get me wrong, very grateful and appreciative. Mm-hmm. And still,
it was a cool moment.
Fuck everybody involved.
It was a cool moment when I was sitting in here in this hard chair.
By the way, if we're dipping back to the press conference for 2 seconds, may I just say, so glad, let's mark the death of Ricochet.
Ricochet.
It was not mentioned. I never want to see it again.
Oh, the hitting the ball against the wall?
The tech demo they've been running out for the last year.
Yes.
Let us never see Ricochet ever again.
That wasn't much of a game.
Played that last year with, Sonata in that room.
It was like a version of Wall Ball or Butts Up. You played with your breath.
It was...
But we also didn't talk about, I know we're starting to get into Space Poncho Town, but we didn't talk about the best thing.
Why?
The best Kinect
game. We talked about Skittles.
No.
Which one?
the Ubisoft Your Shape was fucking sweet.
We are not talking. God, I seriously, I was watching that.
I'm being serious.
I thought I was dead. Like, there was just nobody talking. Nothing was happening on screen.
Audio. There was no audio for like a minute.
No audio
of that stream. And no one was saying a word. They're all just like watching her squat and like move her arms. And I was like, oh shit, did we lose the feed? I look, no, it's just silent.
Yeah,
but no, this was great. It actually it does what it legitimately does something that the Wii cannot. It scans you and takes your measurements. It takes your tracks your joints. It knows if you're doing the positions like all the different moves right or wrong. It turns sort of the martial arts stuff into a fun game where you're like you're doing the punches and kicks and
like breaking blocks.
Yeah, you're breaking blocks and walls.
And I thought between that and that Dance Center game.
Well, Harmonix's game.
Dance Central.
Dance Central.
We're both at least good applications of the technology. It wasn't let's pretty up a shitty Wii game. Let's at least make a game that's, I don't know, it does use your whole body, but it wasn't Wii Bowling only pretty. It wasn't Wii Fit but pretty. It wasn't Wii Sports with the. It was just, oh, God. Just everything that they showed.
There was
which.
There's like a really small moment in that Your Shape thing, which had nothing to do with the gameplay, but was neat just from like that the Kinect was capable of doing that, where her like weird radiation form.
Her aura?
Shadow, her aura. Oh, yeah, her aura.
Mm.
Where then she took off her jacket, and then like there was a jacket aura as well, and it was like separate from her aura, and it was like you could like see like the layers of like the
but
jacket coming off.
I actually want to do this game because it made the exercise look fun to me.
Yeah. I don't know.
First of all, I can't play that.
Open your mind, gentlemen.
It's not a matter of opening. I believe a lot of people should get fit, and when you do, you want to do it via a fad. You're probably not going to stick with it.
What if they made a Kinect game where you smoked imaginary cigarettes?
Oh, that'd be great.
And then you'd be getting to smoke cigarettes, but you wouldn't be smoking them.
Maybe.
Real.
And they ejected imaginary nicotine in my eyeballs.
To your aura and
your girlfriend that hates you and wants to walk by and tell your 360 to turn itself off via Kinect. Xbox off. Maybe she'll want to play the Your Shape Fitness with you.
She might be that dumb.
What if
you're trying to. I gotta talk her into this.
She'll walk in front of the screen, thinking she's just gonna go by and shout some nasty insult at you. But she'll suddenly realize, "Oh, I'm on a raft."
No,
and we can raft.
Automatically just
together.
Sucked her into the game.
Jump about,
points.
You fat pig. Lose some calories.
Jesus.
You've seen my girlfriend.
So we're standing on the floor of this thing with our ponchos on.
Yeah.
Back to the Kinect conference.
And this goes.
We actually wish for ponchos at this point.
Yes. And. It's like 100 people in the floor, and then we look to the sides, and there's 100 more on either side sitting in a stadium, like, stadium seating, like an arena or something.
And they wouldn't let us go
sit
down.
They would not let us sit down because we were the floor people, and they wouldn't let us sit or
I was like, I feel like you'd have to sign a waiver before
that's what pissed me off about it. It's like, they didn't ask, would you like to be part of this thing and have to sit in the floor while the Cirque du Soleil people run around you and play tug-of-war and juggle
ponchos.
And take pictures. And
I'm allergic
and like,
to whimsy.
And meanwhile, everyone else is just sitting down watching this, which I don't know if it was more boring sitting in the seats or if it was like,
but at least
I'm so glad I'm not down there.
Yeah.
I was standing for 4 hours.
Yeah, standing for 4 hours just so they could show me 1080p Wii games. And that was the biggest pain in the ass. Is when they finally got around to dimming the lights, the first thing that comes out is a since the dawn of time. And already, shut up. Just shut up.
I was waiting for Galler to come out and smash watermelons with no hammer. Kabong.
And there was only one thing at that whole event that drew any sort of positive response.
The Disney thing?
Star Wars. The Star Wars thing, which is, like, as everyone has noted,
closer inspection.
Is a Star Wars game in a tube that you only move straight. And the idea that, this one-on-one lightsaber, I don't see how that'll be fun, because, again, there's no tactile feedback of me pushing the lightsaber against Darth Vader. Like, for me to have that sense of resistance, my muscles need to be tense. Otherwise, I'm just, like, holding my arms up in the air, and that when I push forward, it's not going to... Not to mention, Darth Vader wasn't there in the occupation of Naboo. Can we get to that?
Oh, my God. Wait, another scandal uncovered by Talk Radar.
It just doesn't make any sense why Darth Vader's there. But it's true. That is the one.
Consider my enjoyment diminished.
That is the one game that was like maybe because the Force powers stuff looked.
That was the bone they threw to the hardcore crowd.
Yeah.
The problem with that event, besides all of us wearing space ponchos and standing for,
and they used us for their own marketing needs, basically,
was that.
You
everything
use me.
There, it was literally a room full of hardcore people that live, eat, sleep, breathe this thing, and cover it for a living, and none of it was for us.
Yeah. No,
so we were just like, get us out of here.
Yeah. It's
and I hope it's not a fiasco, because from what I heard, there were cameras everywhere filming all of this.
Oh, yeah, there were
cameras. I want to see you guys being put through this misery.
I hope they put that video somewhere, because it's a thing that words can't describe.
So let's pretend you like it. We want to see it.
Tuesday, tomorrow, on Spike, there's a 30-minute, you know, they're editing it down. It's on Spike at some point in the afternoon.
Check
your local listings, because honestly don't even know. But it's on. It is being broadcast.
They are not affiliated with Futury, so he's not plugging. So if you see us, I'll give Spike $1 per screen cap.
Yeah, if Spike wants to send me any checks, I'll cash them.
I'm sure they've cut all of us out because we're miserable.
I just want people to see it so that maybe you can have some concept, like... It cannot be described
with words. You can't get a concept.
Standing in that room with everything, and the models, there's like a floating couch with this family acting like they're surprised at everything.
Shit. There was an elephant puppet that walked by.
Holy shit, that sounds awesome.
With a monitor on the side.
God,
but all this stuff
there.
Is interesting, has nothing to do with the shitty games that they then showed us.
The best part about this was just the fact that it's a story that we'll be able to tell each other years. I mean,
I'm so glad I was there.
Don't tell me that, because I was so close to it, not there.
At one point, it's like, I'm so glad I was there, because you'll never be able to describe it. Nobody could ever understand what it was like. You had to have been there, and it's like, that'll be one of the most memorable E3 moments of all time. The other time I'm like, come back, I'm like, I can't explain it. Like, it's like coming back from the war, and he's like, you can't explain to your wife why you keep waking up in the middle of the night screaming.
With terrors, I tried to explain it to my girlfriend last night, and she just, all she really said, and she was like, that's terrible! I was like, yes, it was!
It was so terrible.
It was so awful.
And then I heard they drug out, Tinkerbell?
My joke, I found former OXM editor-in-chief, and just friend of Future and everybody here is Rob Smith.
Rob Smith.
I caught up with him. And I turned. Oh, and I met is Rob and I, and also Future's own Andy Eddy. From @Gamer Magazine.
Gamer.
And then we bumped into Cliff Bleszinski.
Oh.
Wearing a space punch. Cliff, he was down with the lay people taking. No, because we would have got yelled at. There were people patrolling saying, no pictures, please.
I got some pictures out before they told me.
And then they grabbed my arm and pulled my arm very strong.
It was the four of us hanging with Cliff, hanging with Rob and Andy, and I turned to them all and said, so are we going to ritualistically all kill ourselves at the end of this? Because it seems like a cult situation.
Sacrifice.
Going on.
I thought they were going to make us bow to the Xbox logo at the end.
It's a sacrifice.
When lit up green and it's elevated
and
above us.
You make your sacrifice to Melinda Gates. You actually insulted everybody by not doing that.
Give me some mosquito nets, Bill, and then we'll talk.
Okay.
They were going to drop one Wiimote from the ceiling, and we'd all have to fight and we'd kill that one Wiimote, and whoever was standing
just
at the end.
Just like beginning of 2001.
Would get sucked
just
into
every 30 seconds, I was terrified that something was going to grab me again, because I'd already been pulled up once. And then when they started throwing a ball out in the audience, and the spotlight's following it, and I'm like, I will punch that ball away from me, because if I catch it, they're going to come out and lift me up and parade me like Dead Poets Society around this whole room.
Fuzzy ball, I would slice you if you come near me.
God, I will not catch it. My hands. No!
Bap it
away.
Speaking of, you mentioned Andy Eddy. For some reason, Andy Eddy and his poncho and my poncho were the only ones that were sticky for some reason.
Oh, gross.
I thought that they were all sticky. I found out afterwards, no, just ours.
No, just
ours were already used
and
by somebody.
Joe took
it
was Kinect juice leaking.
Kinect, it was delicious, whimsical Kinect juice.
Joe took a video of us right after the show that's on the floor as it's being exited.
Oh, yeah.
So that video might be on Twitvid.
So it was like the looks of horror on everyone's faces as the lights came up.
Twitvid, or it might be up by now. I don't
know. It's like the few seconds before security came over and said, are you guys with production? If not, you're going to have to leave.
If you go back to Game Trader and look for this page, we'll try and have as much stuff as we're talking about. Sorry, Charlie.
And then, the way the whole thing ended.
Which was the biggest kick in the ass.
We were surrounded by screens. There was the big screen up, and there was the room built into the wall up top where the family was sitting on the couch.
Where Tinkerbell came out for no reason.
Down.
They introduced all that Disney nonsense.
Like, oh, Disney. And then Tinkerbell literally flies around the room via the video screens.
Yeah.
And then...
disappeared.
Move on to the next thing. Like, okay.
Yeah, so there were all those screens around us that Tinkerbell flew around. There was a circular screen above us, which didn't really do much. And at the end, all of a sudden, 360 avatars came out and flew by us in space.
On the screen.
So on the screens and above us. And
here's what I would like this Disney thing to be. Mm-hmm. I think it would be cool if it with Kinect, if it were like a virtual tour of the Magic Kingdom, where you could go on the rides and walk around the park and talk to... I don't know, whatever. I think that would be cool.
That would be awesome. With Rare Rabbit. That's who I talked to.
Sounds like a Sega CD game that I would have played.
Yeah,
with
maybe.
Postage stamp sized video of me going on a roller coaster.
What was the?
I know you can all relate, being such big Sega CD
fans. It'll probably
just
be Toy Story 3, Mania, whatever that game is, and you'll be like, I'm throwing darts at the dartboards.
Because I'm kind of thinking what Disney, classic Disney property that Tinkerbell would represent would
maybe it'll be,
would go well with the Kinect, and it's kind of nothing.
Those great movies that have been
Bedknobs and Broomsticks, they played soccer in that there.
What was that? You got that one. Disney game on the NES, that Magic Kingdom game?
Adventures in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be the remake of that.
Oh, that'd be
great.
You're
going to walk around and you're gonna have trivia given to you by other guests.
That was a game I defiled with Potty Mouth in church camp. Kept netting in naughtiness. All right, well, how did it end?
Those avatars flying through space, but then when we left, they like just exited that door, and we wandered through the door they pointed at, and there was like a crazy like after party going on with like a chocolate fountain and an open bar,
and there's all this loud music and people just kicking it and having a good time.
It looks so
nice
because we've been staying on our feet for 4 hours.
You're still in a poncho.
They never gave us any water.
No, we had to return the ponchos at this point. And so we had no water the whole time, no food. So 4 hours, like, I wasn't told I'd be here for this long.
And they told us to go through this door. And since we got in there, some short, bald security guy came over and was like, whoa, let me see the color of your wristband. No, not in here. And they're like, but they told us to go to this door. Not this door. Out.
And then I asked, where do we go? Because he told us, not this way. And they're just arguing back and forth. Like, no. I'm literally asking you, I'm trying to leave. Where do I go? Because that guy told me to come here, and you're telling me to go back to him. So you guys can kiss and make up or fight or fucking throw dice at each other. Whatever it is you do that makes decisions.
Other than
yelling.
And then the actual end. So after that, we finally found the real exit. And I saw a long table. And I was like, oh, they're giving out some kind of gift. And I saw a bottle of water. I was like, oh, thank God. They're giving us water finally. And then a woman picked it up. And it was just her bottle of water. And then they gave us stuffed cats.
So where they look at the stuffed cats. The stuffed cats are the name Project Natal Animals.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Project Natal on the on the.
They were obviously made well in advance.
And apparently you can scan
collector's item.
When my
Connectables comes out, you'll be able to scan them in and stuff.
I guess, yeah. So my after that event was interesting. Dan Amrick was enduring it with him, and we decided I have this disc problem in my back at the moment where I was in agony standing that long.
Oh, you know how Dan's massages. I recommend one.
Well, so I've literally been standing for 4 hours, and so everybody pours out simultaneously, so I could have taken the shuttle back, but again, would have involved standing around waiting for the shuttle. I just physically could not stand anymore. So I said, Dan's like, you want to, we can walk back. I'm like, fine, let's just walk it, screw it. So Dan, resident of Los Angeles, now that he's down here working for Activision, we start walking, we get about 20 minutes or so, and I go, Dan, I don't know if we're going the right way because I don't see any skyscrapers. We're supposed to be heading towards our hotel downtown. So we bust. We both two of the whitest guys on the planet pull out our iPhones in what is apparently the middle. We're in the middle of South Central Los Angeles.
Yes.
Now.
Oh, I've been there once. It's great.
And we're like, oh, we're going the wrong way. So we,
sir, could you help?
Turn right around and walk all the way back and finally just catch a cab, but we didn't die, so that's good news. We're alive.
We're all still here. Just happy to be alive in E3.
Let it be public record. Activision, via Dan Amrick as their vehicle, tried to murder a member of the press. I think it must have been for my, probably my, Call of Duty World at War
Tony
review.
Tony Hawk Ride
something.
Review.
Yeah, I didn't write
that.
That
seems more likely.
Going back to something that you said, I'm not sure.
What?
On the first... But still, all of E3 ahead of us, I am not happy to be alive. I would like to die for that a week in this reborn.
You had an experience. I'm so jealous that you guys all got to see there and be there. I know it was miserable at the time, but it was. No one will care as much as you guys when you describe it to one another throughout the decade.
The best thing that comes out of it is the story.
Yeah.
The thing that gets me about it is the amount of money that went into
Microsoft has a lot of money after this. They're giving everybody consoles.
Such a spectacle for what? To tell a bunch of people who they know wouldn't care that
maybe
this thing
USA
is
Today
out.
Was there. No, they already wrote the article and leaked it.
They'd already seen it.
We were the hardcore people, but the stands, the sitting people were probably full of all kinds of
casual.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sure it was other people, but it was like no small amount of those people that were there that they were demoing it to were... Yeah.
Not
us.
The target audience,
not
really.
The target audience whatsoever. And they know you're going to review all these games and you're looking at, like... None of these are going to be game of the month. None of these are going to be
it
like...
It sounded like a slight misstep, but it's starting... The more I hear from everybody else, it sounded like a colossal disaster.
It was horrible.
Even
it's such a colossal disaster that... Well, from them trying to make Kinect...
Like, it worked. It did work. Like, they pulled it off flawlessly, and technical marvel it was. But even, like, my Cirque du Soleil standards, they didn't do anything. They, like, did cartwheels.
I get to play.
You paid a ton
these.
Of money to have this people make a specific thing for you that they did one performance of for a handful of people that didn't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man!
And then about another four viewers on Spike TV.
Yeah,
that network.
Did they are they going to broadcast? Oh, you just said that.
I just said that.
But
just,
and then it all amounts.
I'm sorry. I'm trying
to tease like literally like six games that were. Wii games in HD, like that's you spent all this time. Oh
yeah,
my
well,
god!
I do. I get to play all this stuff, all the Natal, all this Kinect stuff at an event tonight. Mm. So the verdict will be laid down then.
I have a feeling I can give a verdict now.
Stop but it!
When,
stop.
When we came out of the Microsoft press conference today, and we talked to somebody that works at Microsoft, and he was. We're like parts of the conference. He's like, just wait till you play the Kinect stuff. Judge it after you've played it.
Yeah,
it has to be played to be experienced.
I think that's his job.
I'm just saying, like, we'll see if that's true or not.
On paper, though, what I've made, I don't know if this would be considered ironic or just sad, but the non-games were what I was most excited about today.
It was kind of true, yeah.
The Ubisoft fitness game, the Kinectimals, the dashboard, you know, controller-free video and chat controls.
All very nice stuff.
But the sports game I thought was horrible, at least on video demonstration.
Yeah.
The
interaction with the crowd in the stand in the game.
Yeah, the sports Joyride. I thought I'm
there. It is Joyride.
Waiting this long for this?
Yeah. That's what happened to it.
God.
Yes, I needed a stunt.
Yeah, by the way, there was the Forza thing.
Oh, I call it Kinect Forza.
Oh,
right?
I just had
a lot of fun to play.
I just like the number four with a ZA.
Forza. So you can walk around the car. You can get in the car. You can drive the car.
Yeah.
You could hold your hand over the headlights for like 5 seconds and then finally realize,
so
like, oh, you want to look at
the problem
headlights.
with this experience to me is how do they measure feathering the gas versus full gas down,
yeah.
or you know, go or stop. How do you meter it?
That thing that was they did a year ago when they first announced it as
the Burnout demo.
They had that Burnout Paradise demo, and I remember it could read my foot, like stepping or pushing, or I don't know how many degrees of reading there was there, but I remember that sensation of me trying to balance my foot, which was completely uncomfortable when you're standing.
No doubt.
There's a bird in here.
There is a bird in here.
Oh, my
E3
God.
Show
there's a bird in E3. It just
is it a phoenix? it's risen from the ashes.
It's a dove.
It's the Cirque du Soleil.
What's great is it pooped on the bathroom, not in it. Wow.
All right. You guys want to reconvene tomorrow?
We'll have another one tomorrow.
We'll have another one tomorrow, hopefully. Maybe PlayStation tomorrow. Related.
Oh.
Ryan McCaffrey. Awesome.
Yeah, you've been listening to a special dual edition KOXM
Killing
Talk
two birds
Radar.
With one stone.
If you hated this show,
just
keep listening to KOXM every week because it's not usually like this. But if you liked this show, visit GamesRadar.com and
thank
go subscribe
you.
To the Talk Radar podcast because it's more of this every week.
And we're much filthier
and,
most of the time.
It's much more foul-mouthed.
Yeah. I didn't curse once during this.
I know. Good
on
job,
KOXM,
really.
We will be back with our more regular format. Andy Bauman and I will be back at the end of the week with our sort of regular show and a full E3 recap, not just the
hope we can do the
press
same
conference
thing.
And space ponchos.
I bet we can. I bet ours will be longer.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Aw, oh, damn it. I wanted to see if we could close out on like a real
yours may
wager.
Be longer, but ours will be thicker.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. That wasn't Talk Radar. That was KOXM right there.
Yeah.
All right. In the spirit.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
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 Crumble.